This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome to the Living Mishnah. This is a project of Torah Shows. I am Maimon Elbaz, and I greatly appreciate everyone involved in this project, especially Chaim Lacks, Chibi Azchut for Kalman Ben Chaim and Shein Lobas Mama Frimid in Gan Eden. The program today is going to focus on a Mishnah in Masechet Nedarim, which is found in Seder Nashim, Perek Hei, Mishnah, Dalid, and Hei. The discussion is if people made a vow to forbid benefit from one another, what is excluded in this vow? Okay, and are there any exceptions? We're going to see. So I'd like to dedicate Mishnah 738 to a great tzaddik who passed away today, Rabbi Tzvi Lurcher, Zecher Tzaddik Lebracha, the father of Yibarl Chaim Tovim, my dear Rabbi, Rabbi Shmuel Yosef Lurcher Shlita. Says the Mishnah, Hareini Alacha Cherem Hamudar Aser. If you have two people and one of them says, I don't want you to benefit from me anymore. Just like if something was dedicated to the Beit HaMikdash, it's called Cherem. And if something is dedicated to the Beit HaMikdash, whatever it is, you have no right to benefit from that item. So in this case, if Reuven says that to Shimon, so Shimon would not be allowed to borrow a lawnmower, let's say, from the Nodir. The Mudir would be forbidden. Says the Mishnah another case. Hare at alai cherem. Hanodir asur. So let's say Reuven says to Shimon that you are a cherem to me. I don't want to benefit from you. So he would not be allowed to borrow his bicycle. Because since he made a neder, I don't want to benefit from you. So things are asur to him, like a cherem. Hareini alacha v'at alai shnei masurin. What if one says, I'm usher to you and you're usher to me. Wow, this is like a real feud. So then both of them cannot borrow anything from each other. Continues the Mishnah. Ushnei mutarim b'davar shel olei bavel v'asurim b'davar shel otahair. So we're going to see that there are certain things that there's no partnership in it, so they can benefit from that. But certain things that there's like a partnership in it that they won't be able to benefit. Okay, so the Mishnah calls this olei bavel. So in other words, the Yidden that came up from Bavel, they basically owned things together. But those things the Mishnah is going to say is really not usher to each other, even though they forbid benefit from each other. Because those that, when they came up from Bavel, we're going to see in the next Mishnah, there were certain things that were just really hefker for everyone. But we're going to see that there are certain things that they're not allowed to benefit from certain things that were, let's say, a joint ownership in the city itself. So let's see what the Mishnah says. Ve'ezeu davar shel olei bavel. What are the things that are considered that they belong to everyone who came up from Bavel to build the second Beit HaMikdash? Kegon har habayit va'azarot va'bor shebem sa'adarach. These are things that are public. For instance, the Temple Mount, the Chatzar. Plus, they used to have a cistern for water that was made in the middle of the way for those traveling from Bavel, which is Iraq, to Eretz Israel. And now the Mishnah is going to say things that are really particular to that city. And it's going to list things that would really be problematic benefiting from them. Ve'zeu davar shel ota ha'ir. What are things of that city? Kigon ha'rachava. The town square, v'amirchatz, the bathhouse, u'beit ha'kineset, the shul, v'ateva, the Aron Kodesh, v'asfarim, and the Sifrei Torah. So the Mishnah is going to list off things that technically belong to both of them. They both pay membership to the synagogue. And in a sense, it would be also for them to benefit from these things. Hard to believe, right? But the Mishnah says a solution. V'akotev chalko la'nasi. If someone says, you know what, I feel bad. You know, I got in a temper. I lost my mind. I spoke words that I regret. But Lamaisa, what could I do? So he wants his friend Lamaisa to benefit. So he could write that his portion in the city communal artifacts, such as the shul and things like that, you know what? I'm writing my part that it belongs to the Nasi. The Nasi is like the mayor. He's the good guy. People like him. Reb Yudah Omer, Echad Kotev Nasi, Echad Kotev Hejot. Reb Yudah says you don't have to write it to the Nasi. You can even write it to a regular person. Ma ben Kotev Nasi la Kotev Hejot. What's the difference between writing your property, your ownership in these things that should belong to the Nasi, to the president of the shul? So he says, Shakotev Nasi, Eino Tzarech Lezakot. If you write it to the Nazi, you don't really have to make him bizarch and the star. This is what Rabbi Yehuda held. But the Chachamim said, no, it's not true. You, even if you wrote it to the Nazi, you would have to. He would have to be a konhet. The only reason they mentioned that he's writing it to the Nazi is because that's kind of like the normal thing. Someone would say, oh, yeah, I'm writing it to the mayor. You know, like he's the main guy in the shul. It's my property belongs to him, and then you could benefit from it. But anyway, Reb Yudah Omer, Reb Yudah said, "Ein anshe Galil tzarich lechtov." Reb Yudah said a chiddush that the people that lived in the Galil, that's in northern Israel, so those people that live up there in the north, they did not have to go and write that, okay, my property is not mine and my joint property is not mine and you could benefit from it. Shekvar katu avotehem ayedem. It seems their ancestors knew that there was a lot of disputes there for whatever reason. And since they were prone to be making net nedarim against each other, they went and they basically said that, no. It's known that in the Galil, it's already property of the public or of the Nasi, and therefore it's not a problem to benefit from your friend who asked you Hanan in the Galil, because those joint properties, such as the shul and this farm, were already publicized that it belongs to everyone. And really, it's like hefker. So you don't have to say that, oh, you're not allowed to benefit from your friend's right in that object. Our learning should also be a schus for Marvin Ben Norma, Lava Shalom, from Achiezer. He was my first boss in Brooklyn who really believed in Torah shows and did a lot to help me. Should be a schus also for my father and father-in-law in Gan Eden. And again, everyone keeps shtagging. We need B'nai Torah, we need Talmidei Chachamim, and we should be zechut to beautify Hashem's mitzvahs together. Thank you for watching.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.